Donald Trump hammers disastrous first month of Joe Biden presidency. By Charlie Spiring on February 28, 2021. Former President Donald Trump hammered President Joe Biden Sunday during a speech at CPAC, just over a month after leaving office. "We all knew that the Biden administration was going to be bad. But none of us even imagined just how bad they would be and how far left they would go," Trump said during the first moments of his speech. He added, "Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history." The former president attacked Biden for trying to undo his America First agenda on domestic issues and foreign policy. "Already the Biden administration has proved that they are anti-jobs, anti-family, anti-borders, anti-energy, anti-women, and anti-science," he said. "In just one short month we have gone from America First to America Last." The former president focused intently on Biden's attempt to reverse his tough immigration and refugee policies that helped end the migrant crisis on the southern border. "Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws," he said. Trump said Biden prioritized opening up America's borders rather than reopening the country for American citizens during the coronavirus pandemic. "Your family still cannot go out to eat at local restaurants. But Joe Biden is bringing in thousands upon thousands of refugees from all over the world, people that nobody knows anything about," he said. Trump again questioned Biden's cognitive abilities, mocking the president for stating during a CNN town hall that the United States did not even have the vaccine during the Trump presidency. "I actually believe he said that because he didn't know what the hell was happening," Trump chuckled. The former president recalled that he pushed incessantly to get the vaccine developed and approved. "I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before," he said. "I didn't like them at all, but once we got it done, I said, 'I now love you very much.'" The president also criticized Biden for trying to take credit for the administration of the coronavirus vaccines. "Never let them take the credit because they don't deserve the credit," he said. He also criticized Biden for getting the United States back into the World Health Organization, WHO, giving them $500 million a year. "They really are puppets for China," Trump said, referring to the WHO. He also called out Biden for refusing to force schools to reopen, at the behest of the teachers' unions. "Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' unions," Trump said. He argued that America's children were devastated by their inability to go to school and would suffer from the lack of development. "On behalf of the moms, dads, and children of America, I call on Joe Biden to get the schools open and get them open now," he said. Trump also spoke about Biden's attempt to force gender identity politics into schools. "Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that were destroyed women's sports," he said, noting that women's sports records were getting destroyed by biological males. "A lot of new records are being broken in women's sports," Trump continued, saying that young girls and women athletes were incensed by the changes. "If this is not changed, women's sports as we know it will die," he continued. Trump also criticized Biden for demonstrating weakness in foreign policy, trying to revisit the cancel Iran nuclear deal, failing to block an oil pipeline from Russia to Germany, and allowing businesses to send more jobs to China. "We believe in standing up to China, shutting down outsourcing, bringing back our factories and supply chains, and ensuring that America, not China, dominates the future of the world," he said. While not announcing his future plans, Trump urged Republicans to unite and win back political power to fight Biden's America Last agenda. "With your help, we will take back the House. We will win the Senate. And then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House," he said. "And I wonder who that will be?"